from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, January 30th. Coming up, we'll learn about a new bakery in Urbana featuring pastries and breads reflecting Mexican and Latin American culture. We'll learn more from Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Demonstrations broke out across the country over the beating death of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. As Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick reports, some marchers in Urbana are pushing for major changes.
Tyre Nichols! Dozens of protesters marched Sunday, chanting the name of the Memphis man who died days after being beaten by police officers. The Party for Socialism and Liberation organized the march from the county courthouse to Urbana City Hall, just a mile from the University of Illinois. Organizer Abby Simpson says she was saddened but not surprised by the case.
Even if we put these cops in jail, and they should be, there's going to be more to take their place as long as the system is alive.
Many in the crowd called policing racist and want financial resources redistributed. Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.
A bill sent to Governor J.B. Pritzker would lift restrictions on Illinois residents who can't change their names because of past crimes. Supporters say the legislation would especially help people who are transgender or have been victims of human trafficking. Under current law, there's a lifetime ban on name changes for people who've been convicted of identity theft or who are on state registries for certain crimes. Others convicted of crimes can face a 10-year waiting period to change a name. A judge would make the final decision on a name change with input from a local prosecutor under a bill that's cleared the General Assembly. The University of Illinois Police Department has reported several financial scams targeting students in recent months. As Illinois Newsroom's Farah Anderson reports, the department is working to warn international students who are at the highest risk.
The University of Illinois Police Department has increased efforts in warning students about financial scams after several were reported this month. The department says scammers often target international students because they don't know how different government agencies work in the United States. Scammers will pose as government agencies, threatening to deport students if they don't send money. Other times, scammers will blackmail students using sexual photos the students sent. UIPD's Sergeant Robert Murphy traveled to Asia to meet international students coming to the U of I in 2019.
When you have these kind of cases, I don't know who the bad guy is. We don't ever see the bad person, and it just goes off into the ether. Sometimes we get the money back, sometimes we don't.
Murphy says building trust is vital, so students report the scams and refuse to send money. Murphy says students should report financial scams to the department immediately. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini women's basketball team bounced back from a loss on Thursday to top Michigan State last night, 86-76 in Champaign. Makaira Cook led all scorers with 26 points, and Genesis Bryant added 21 points. Illinois head coach Shauna Green says her team got back to basics.
Just a really solid game. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't, pretty at all times. But at the end of the day, we got back to our identity about finding ways to win.
Adalia McKenzie had a strong all-around game with 14 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals. The 22nd-ranked Illini improved to 17-5 overall and 7-4 in the Big Ten Conference. They'll travel to Michigan for a game Thursday against the Wolverines. Still to come, we'll take you to a new Urbana bakery that reflects Mexican and Latin American culture. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Katie Buzard, editor of Illinois Public Media's monthly classical music newsletter, Clef Notes. I hope you are enjoying our monthly check-ins with local music makers, our previews of upcoming concerts, and our efforts to expand all our musical horizons. If you haven't signed up yet, you can do so easily at will.illinois.edu/signup. And while Clef Notes is just once a month, you can visit my blog anytime for additional classical music musings. Just visit will.illinois.edu/clefnotes.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Those with a sweet tooth may be interested to hear that a new local bakery has recently opened in Champaign-Urbana. As Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports, the bakery includes pastries and breads reflecting Mexican and Latin American culture.
Hola. On a chilly winter morning, I open the front door of Panadería San Miguel. I am greeted by 8 shelves of different types of fresh, warm sweet bread on display. The vibrant pink colors of sweet bread and strawberry stuffed pastries can immediately grab your attention. The bakery opened to the public back in December. Their bread sold out within 2 hours on their opening day. Mauricio Contreras owns both the bakery and La Mixteca restaurant, which is located in the same shopping center right by the bakery in Urbana. Contreras says he wanted to help the Latino community get authentic baked goods.
There's
no bakery nearby. People travel all the way to Chicago or Indiana to get their bread. It's not the same taste as going to a bakery nearby here for the Latino community, which is already very large as a whole.
Right now, the bakery finished preparing breads for holidays celebrated by Latino Catholic families, like Dia de los Reyes or Three Kings Day. In Mexico and other Latin American countries, Santa Claus isn't a popular figure as he is in the United States. Instead, it is the 3 wise men who leave presents in or near the shoes of children. Families gather to eat and cut open a rosca, a cake decorated with different fruits and sweets. A small plastic figurine, which represents baby Jesus, is placed inside the rosca. It is considered to be good luck if the figurine is in the slice you receive. Oscar Rosón is the main baker at San Miguel Bakery. He has been baking for more than 10 years before the bakery opened. Rosón shows me the steps of making a rosca, starting with kneading the dough and including 5 to 8 baby Jesus figurines inside. A white sugar paste is added, along with 3 stripes of red, green, and yellow candy and a cherry. At the end, it's placed in the oven. He says it takes about half an hour for a rosca to bake in addition to preparing and decorating.
It doesn't take a long time. What takes time is mostly the process of the dough having to work on its own, but the process is not so complicated to make.
The bakery had more than 200 pre-orders for the rosca. Dia de los Reyes takes place on January 6th. The celebration continues on February 2nd, Candlemas Day. It signifies the purification of the Virgin Mary, 40 days after the birth of Jesus. One place where the rosca is enjoyed is at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Champaign. Teresa Rodriguez volunteers at the church. She says Three Kings Day and Candlemas are times when families come together.
The Three Kings Day is when you celebrate with family. You cut the rosca, and in the middle of the bread, there's a baby Jesus figure. Whoever gets the figure on February 2nd, it's their turn to bring food.
Jasmine Medina is a local teacher. She says it is a great bakery to have in Urbana-Champaign.
We often lack, Mexican pastries nearby, and you have to go all the way to Chicago to get something real, something more authentic, and having this nearby is phenomenal.
Bakery owner Mauricio Contreras says he hopes the bakery will have a good impression on the local community.
Esperemos que dé una buena impresión.
Hopefully it will make a good impression and the community will be attracted to our bakery because it's something more than what you can bring from Mexico for the people here, because the Latino community is so big already.
He hopes to expand the selection of bread for customers, such as different types of cakes and traditional Mexican pastries. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies today with a few snow flurries and a high of 22 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Farah Anderson, and Luis Velasquez. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.